Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. Here's a Stoop story from Joey Havoc. A few years ago, Havoc took a 4,000-mile bicycle trip from Baltimore to San Francisco to raise money for cancer treatment as part of a large group of cyclists. Along the way, they picked up an unexpected tag-along.
Today, I'm going to talk about this day. We are in West Tennessee, and we were just kind of biking along. Kind of how this would work, more or less, is we would be in teams of four or five, right, for safety purposes, and each team would be around like 10 to 15 minutes apart. This one day, we were biking along, right, like we would typically do around like 70 to 80 miles a day, and I see team one stopped on the side of the road, and first I was like, oh, right? Like, something's wrong, right? But instead, they were actually just petting a cute dog. Because, like, priorities, you know, like, they come and, like, you need to, like, pay attention to that. So, it's, like, the cutest dog ever. Like, so cute. Like, it's kind of muddy. But it has a collar, but there's no, like, nothing on the tag. So, like, oh, no, is it a stray? Whatever. Could have fleas. Let's pet it anyway. And so it's so cute, it's just like loving it, like just slobbering all over our arms. There's like, you know, we're eight like college kids basically, so this is like a dream come true. After like 20 minutes of petting this dog, we decide to, you know, we got to keep going. Team one leaves and we're still petting this dog, right? And as we start going, the dog decides that loves us so much that decides to follow us, right? And it doesn't stop following us. No lie, this dog was just running next to us, tongue out, sweaty, for around 6 miles, wow. Right? Like, we're cyclists, right? We're going, like, 15 miles per hour. This dog's just like, just like, we're like, stop. just stop. Well, you're really cute. So what I forgot to mention, right, was like, of course, because there's a stray dog, all of us came up with a different name for the dog, right? Like someone named him Otis, someone named him Cinnamon, someone named him like Spot, like boring name. And then, so earlier in the trip, we had gone through a town called Sneedville, Tennessee. Has, woo! Yeah. So we did kind of come up with, like, this combination of names for this dog, Otis Cinnamon Sneed to Odeman Sneed, right? So that's what we just called him. So Odeman Sneed was just, like, following along with us for 5-6 miles until we finally got, like, him to stop. I guess he got tired, right? So, like, oh, okay, thank God. Well, now the dog's, like, 7 miles away from his house. Feel kind of bad, but it was cute. Okay. So the thing that day was we actually were crossing the Mississippi, right? Kind of a really cool landmark right in the center of the country. We were like excited for that. But we were taking a ferry, right? So in order to do that, we had to have all of our teammates there to traverse the muddy Mississippi on a ferry. The first two teams are there and I'm like telling them about this dog, right? And like talking about it. And then my one teammate, like mid conversation, is like, oh, is that the dog? And team three comes rolling up. Who's here? Odom and Sneed. There he is. And so we're like, crap, right? Like, this dog is just going to be here. We try to get on the ferry. It just keeps on trying to climb onto the ferry. Like, no, that's like definitely not, right? Because once it's crossed the Mississippi, right? Like, I think like the settlers figured that out. Like, yeah, you know? But so the thing is, right, like, we're thinking, like, what can we do about this dog? Because this dog is literally going to come onto the ferry, and it's probably just going to be our team mascot, whatever. So finally, right, like, we get everyone on the ferry, and we're, like, on the ferry, and we, like, make sure that Odeman Sneed is on the beach, right? And it's, like, this super sad, somber, like, you know, like, Titanic moment, like, and, like, Odeman Sneed is just on the beach, like, right? And so what happens, of course, is exactly what you think happens. He jumped right into the river. Oh, right? If anyone's been to the Mississippi, like, its whole thing is that it's a really, really turbulent river. It's very, very quick paced. And so we're like, this is not good news. And the ferry's going, and Odin Seed is, like, chugging after us, right? This little golden retriever just hugging through the river. And, of course, everyone's freaking out. Like, what do we do? What do we do? Because this dog could literally drown, right? And we're going, and Odin Seed actually gets close enough to the ferry that it gets caught in the wake of the propeller, right? In the wake of the propeller, people. However, it goes underwater for a second. And so, like, it's silence, right? Like, it just was dead silent. I remember, like, that was, like, one of those deafening silences, right? But then, right, cue the trumpets. And I just hear one of my teammates go, Odom and Sneed! And he, like, plops out of the river, and he's like, And finally, like, one of our teammates who is, like, training to be a vet, like, dives in, like, to, like, the side of the river and just, like, plops him up, right? And, of course, Odin C just goes, And he's there on our ferry boat, finally just coming across. He comes all the way to the other side of the Mississippi, right? And we're just here. I'm like, well, what are we supposed to do with this dog, right? So we decide as a team, right, because this is now a team decision, that we just need to take, like, give him to the ferryman, right? Like, that maybe he can just keep him in the quarters. Like, this is the only way this dog will not follow us all the way to San Francisco. And so it was really sad. We all, like, gave our last pets. And 2 weeks later, my friend who was the vet, one who dove into the Mississippi, he told his mom about this. And his mom is also a dog lover. And his mom called him. He's like, good news, Nate. So I've been tracking Odom and Sneed. And I do believe that Odom and Sneed has reached his owner. Everything's fine. They sent me a picture. And that is Odom and Sneed's big day.
That was a Stoop story from Joey Havoc about a very persistent golden retriever. You can hear his story and many others at stoopstorytelling.com, as well as the Stoop podcast. This is On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. Thanks for joining us on the record. Enjoy the balmy air tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks!